It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Good morning, and welcome to It's All About Literacy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Thank you so much for listening. As you hear Bill Withers, Lean On Me. And we are not only saying lean on me to the victims, and we will say survivors, the heroes, if you will, of the tropical storm Harvey in Houston. But we also say lean on me to all of our listeners here in Jacksonville. Only the grace of God makes us different. And it's only because of his grace that we have not experienced Harvey as Houston has. I'm going to break now. Please listen to the verbiage, not only from Bill Withers, Lean On Me, but apply those lyrics as a message to you from God. He's a strong force. He's a strong arm. Keep those persons in Houston in your prayers. As I said, it's only God's grace that makes us different. And with Irma on the rise, could very well be us at any moment. But who needs a hurricane for a hurricane? That's the God we serve. Lean on me. Enjoy.
When you need a hand, we all need somebody to lean on. I just
If you need a friend, call me. If you need someone to lean on, call me. That's the message that God gives to us every day. Every day. And those of us who are Christians, who are walking in the light of the Lord, those of us who have made a commitment to be like Him, that message is the same for us. If you need a friend, lean on me. Too many times we take things for granted, and too often, I often say, we don't make and take time to acknowledge the good. If we have a problem with someone, we're going out the way to make sure you know it. But we don't take time to acknowledge the good, and we don't take time to remind our families, our friends, that we care. As I watch the rescues and the help and the support that's given to the families in Houston, it's amazing. They're total strangers. And total strangers are helping total strangers. Total strangers makes all the difference. And it's really good to see a total stranger doing a good thing, because too often, again, total strangers are not always safe. It does not mean that we should not warn and precaution our children about total strangers. But the scriptures also tells us, be careful how we treat others, because you may be entertaining an angel unaware. Today, it's all about literacy. And Sister Gail and I are here. And our guest today are two masters of the art of speaking. And as you know, speech is also a basic literacy skill. We welcome in our studio today Ms. Jeannie Hardwick and Ms. Roxanne Hilbert. They are distinguished Toastmasters. You may know them from church functions. You may know them from community organizations. And you may know of their celebrated repertoires of recitations and poems. And we're going to hear from them a little later on in the show today. But right now, I want to say welcome to my friend, my buddy. She has no idea, Sister Gail. And I'm saying welcome to her because she was out doing what she needs to do, and I'm very, very proud of you because I understand that you excelled.
Yes, I was out last week, and I don't like to be away, especially when I've committed to do something. However, God just really blessed me in a very, I don't like to say unexpected, because I'm always expecting God's blessings, but sometimes
way.
When he just drops it on you like that, I look and I'm like, really, God? You're just going to drop it on me like that, and you know I'm going to cry because I'm like, just water. But I was so surprised, but very elated in what he does. So
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. I'm never surprised that what he does is how he does it. That just floors me. I'm like, wow.
So, you know, not to take the credit, because it really isn't mine. You know, I really have learned to yield, and I'm yet learning, to yield and will my will to the will of the Lord. I don't walk around with a T-shirt or it's not embedded and ingrained in my forehead that I got to pray about this. But I just know that I do.
Right. It's not an automatic thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've shared that with you, and we've had many private conversations about it. But I knew that you would excel. And it was interesting because something else happened during the week, and you commented to me that you told someone, oh, Doc already knew that. And I said to myself, she really does pay attention. Because I don't tell everybody everything I know. Because I learned when you tell everybody everything you know, then they know as much as you.
Mm.
And what did I tell you my daddy said? Little girl. It's all right to have as much sense as me. But okay. You can't have more than me.
Because you're just a little girl. Because
you're just a little girl. Okay. So I knew that you had excelled. And again, I'm not going to take credit for that. But just imagine.
You were amazing.
If you were not in education, you would not have had that moment.
True. So I am humbled by the fact of how God placed me here. And I was working with my reading coach yesterday. We were working on a project after school. And I said to her, I'm so amazed at how God connected us, how he even connected me to the school that I'm at. And it's just, I look around and the support and everything that's around me, and I'm like, wow. It's one of those things like, you know, like, God, I know you love me. But then you put all of this around me just to keep that as that constant reminder that, you are for me.
Absolutely. And when you will your will to the will of the Lord, all you've got to do is walk.
Yes.
Because the path is already laid.
Yeah.
And that's literacy. It's all about literacy. We'll be right back with our guests, Ms. JK and Ms. Roxanne. You don't want to miss them. It's Toastmasters.
Sun
Pull up
City
your paper.
Events and Entertainment is a full-service event, production, and consulting firm. Please contact us at 904-924-7444 or online at suncityentertainment.com. Do you need help organizing your business? We can help you build your capacity, train and manage volunteers, develop a marketing plan, or an outreach program. If you want your business to grow, or if you're just starting, Sun City has the consultants and expertise to make it happen. Black Expo, City of Jacksonville, Coleman Race for the Cure, World of Nations Celebration, Jazz in the Gardens, Miami, and Ritz Theater and Museum, to name a few. You can reach us at 904-924-7444 or online at suncityentertainment.com. We make it happen.
Friday night, went and saw my first high school football game of this season. My daughter's team, Paxson, took on my wife's alma mater, Inglewood. One of the people in the stand behind me say this: if they lose, it's the coach's fault. When it comes to my life, God will never be guilty of mismanaging my opportunities. He's going to see it to the finish, like the touchdown, the end of the game. You would have thought I graduated from Paxson. I mean, I'm like all the way in right now.
Wake up with the Power Up and Pastor Terry on Praise 107.9.
There's not one energy drink that'll make you feel this good.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Cardi, tell your story. So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me, He stayed by my side. And I am so grateful He kept me. Oh, yeah.
God held me together, made sure that I didn't lose my mind.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Through all of my struggle,
through all my struggle
and
disappointments too.
Listen, I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost gave up, but the Lord came and He rescued me. Rescued me. Oh, oh, God help me together.
It's about 22 past the hour, so glad you're with us on this holiday weekend. Now let's return to It's All About Literacy. Once again, here's Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail right here on Praise 107.9.
Good morning again.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Okay, I'm praying that the students are doing well, that the parents are doing well, the teachers are doing well.
Pray for us.
Together we do well. We're leaning on each other.
Okay.
And today in our studio, one of the basic literacy skills is speaking. And who better does that than Toastmasters? And we have the two distinguished members of Toastmasters, Ms. Jeannie Hardwick and Ms. Roxanne Hilbert. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to It's All About Literacy.
Thank
here
you for
at Praise 107.9. I'm going to get it right in a minute.
Okay.
107.9. Praise 107.9. Welcome, Ms. JK and Ms. Roxanne. We're so happy to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, tell us about yourself.
Okay, I'll start by telling you about myself. I'm a Jacksonville native. High school and college, I majored in education, and I did most of my teaching in the Human Services Center as a company trainer. I am a member of Toastmasters and NAACP and some other organizations. I like to consider myself as a CPA. I'm Christian, professional, and accomplished in my own right.
You go well.
Right now.
You go well.
Okay. All right.
I'll focus on myself. Be reasonably, reasonably attractive, virtuous, and creative.
All right. Okay. Now.
That's a little bit about me.
Well, yeah. I know that you're really a wonderful speaker. The eloquence of your expressions. I remember when I very first heard you for the first time. Right. And I shared with you.
Right.
When I heard you the first time, I said within myself, you know, I said to myself, I said, this lady needs a bigger audience than this, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Because, I mean, it was really wonderful. It was really wonderful. Miss Roxanne.
Yes. My name is Roxanne Hilbert, and I've resided in Jacksonville since 1995. My first experience with performing in Jacksonville started with spoken word at the Ritz Theater, and that was in 2004. And I've been building speaking and performing ever since then. I started with recitations such as Sojourner's Truth, Ain't I a Woman?
One of my favorite, Ain't I a Woman? Okay, mm-hmm. you done this, you do this for them, and Ain't I a Woman?
Oh, yes,
I love it.
What about me?
Ain't I a Woman?
And then there's James Weldon Johnson's Prodigal Son and The Creation.
The Creation is wonderful. The Creation was around when I was growing up, mm-hmm. you know, and I remember even as a kid, I think it was maybe my fourth grade teacher. No, not my fourth grade, because that was integration. That fourth, she wouldn't require. So it must have been third grade. With the help of my grandmother, I had to learn The Creation, and Court stepped out on space. And he looked around and said, I'm lonely. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that was during the time when teachers were teachers. You had to not only just learn the verbiage, you had to express it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And also, two of the speeches that I really enjoyed was Fannie Lou Hamer's 1963 speech to the Credentials Committee.
Yes.
And Barbara Jordan's 1976 Democratic National Convention speech.
And she was really wonderful.
She was.
Barbara Jordan was really one of my icons. I had an opportunity to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was quite a lady. You remember Barbara Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Jordan. She was one really tenacious speaker. But she had that voice.
She had that voice.
And she had that confidence. Even though she was a wheelchair user,
mm-hmm.
She had really serious health conditions.
Yes.
You know, but she never lost her constitution.
And that's
she
correct.
She never lost it.
That's right.
She never lost it to the bitter end. Yeah, yeah.
And I've held memberships with the Lillian Bradley Toastmaster and the Association with the Study of African American Life and History, which was started by Carter G. Woodson.
Right, the ASALA.
ASALA, yeah, correct.
Right. Mrs. Anita Shepherd, who's the president of the local chapter.
Correct.
They're gonna be with us soon.
Oh, yeah, good. Wonderful.
The ASALA.
Wonderful.
And I remember meeting the. Well, like I said, I've met Miss J.K. earlier,
mm-hmm.
but I remember the two of you from the James Weldon Johnson weekend
at
the Ritz.
Right.
And you all were just phenomenal.
Thank you. You
were just phenomenal. So you're also a distinguished member of
Toastmasters.
Right.
Toastmasters. I've been in Toastmasters since 1992. I am what you designate as a distinguished Toastmaster and an advanced leader.
And there's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn.
Okay. No, I'm very, very humble. And I began in Toastmasters, like I said, in 1992. And in 1994, I won a major speech contest for a poem called The Touch of the Master's Hand by Myra Brooks Welch.
Oh, mercy.
And I believe that mainly is what started my career in speaking. I have spoken a number of places. Most of my speaking is ministering
mm-hmm.
through poetry, you know, right. like The Creation, Lord, Why Did You Make Me Black, and different poems as that. But then I've branched off. I helped taught students in for the last past seven summers or so, and we go middle of the road with the students. So I've gotten some into some of the secular poetry as well.
That's wonderful, because those poems are messages.
They are messages.
They're actually literacy lessons in mm-hmm. poems.
Right, and it teaches really, you a lot. It really is, because in doing poetry, it teaches you articulation, but then also it can also teach you a variety of things, because There is one particular poem that I start with the students was called Eyes in the Back of Her Head, and it's broken English.
Yes, exactly. And it's important,
because they say 92% of your communication is nonverbal, but when you're talking about ministering to people, or if you're not ministering, performing, there is a difference between the two.
Yes.
When I get to do poetry at church, I'm ministering.
Yes.
I'm not there just to do a performance.
Right. You're on stage.
Right. You're on stage.
This is not entertainment.
Right. It's not entertainment. But then sometimes when I've been asked to do a poem at a birthday party, that's entertainment.
Yes.
Like the Phenomenal Woman.
Right,
so there is a difference between ministering and performing.
Yes, but now the Phenomenal Woman is a ministry message within itself.
Within itself, mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. But
itself.
I do recall Eyes in the Back of Your Head, and it is a dialect.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, it was actually an assignment that I had in college, undergrad.
Oh, really?
Because, you know,
by
it
Ms.
is
Harriet
the dialect.
Mullen.
Yes, you take that. And we had to take it and say it the right way.
Oh.
But of course, it takes from it.
Right, yeah. It takes from it because
there are times that you just can't say shoot.
Right.
You know, you gotta
right. ACL.
Okay. You have to communicate.
Right.
You know, you have to speak the language of the listener.
Right,
and you need expressions to say this.
Exactly.
And there's just sometimes there's just no other word that's going to take the place of hell.
That's right. That's the word that's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's right. And in public speaking, we always say it's important to know who your audience is.
Yes.
That's very important. That's a basic. And you have to be concerned about articulation, facial expressions, vocal variety, gestures and body language, eye contact, and whether to use R&R.
Right. And I remember I had Toastmasters.
Right.
And I remember, when you said, they would ring that bell.
Yes.
And you are over.
Yes.
You are over. And what I've learned from that is when you hear people speak and you hear, I can remember thinking, wow, they need some Toastmasters.
Yes.
Yeah. Because those are fillers.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Those
you can
filler.
Appreciate it.
Yes. And I'm sure, Roxanne, that you, with your Toastmasters membership and your involvement, that you've also experienced the same. I bet the two of you are just the worst critiqued people.
We critique each other.
Yes,
I'm sure you critique everybody else when you hear them going,
Yes.
And I understand that because when you are masters at your craft, you know what you do, and it becomes innate. You know?
It really does.
It becomes innate, and it's not that you're trying to be all of that.
Right.
You just know who you are, and that's true for all of us. A mechanic that really knows what he's doing will have a problem with a person who's not changing the oil the right way.
Right.
You know, because when you know what you know, it's hard to put that left shoe on that right foot when you know that right shoe goes on that right foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so the Toastmasters and the Asala for you, Miss Gilbert, mm-hmm. and the Ritz, because you all are at the Ritz often,
right.
aren't
we
you?
Meet, yes. Yep, the Lydia and Bradley Toastmasters Club meets at the Ritz on 2nd and 4th Tuesdays at 6 p.m., and we love for everyone to come out and join us.
Yeah. And you all spoke in front of the robotics, you know?
Right.
And I remember you all teaching and critiquing each other.
Right.
You know? And as you said, Ms. J.K., it really is a teaching tool.
It is.
Yes.
It really is a teaching tool. Poetry is a very good way for parents to inspire reading.
Exactly.
Because rapping is nothing but poetry.
That's correct.
You know?
That's correct.
Now, unfortunately, they can rap and write those things, but if you put it on paper, some of them cannot read it, but they can rap it. Now, you know, so now if we can just read what we are rapping.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Okay.
When we come back, I just want you all to tell us what Toastmasters is, because we've stated it quite a few times, but people in our listening audience may not have a clue. So.
Right.
And that's not to be condescending. We're just going to be.
Not at all. We're going to
really break it down.
Right. Exactly.
Because Toastmasters is something that I would encourage everyone to do for your own self-development and growth. Right. Okay?
Yes.
It's all about literacy.
And yes. We'll be right back.
And we'll be right back.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
The ultimate adrenaline rush.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Show me your face, fill up the space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid.
Call your name.
space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Good Saturday morning to you, and thanks so much for making us part of your holiday weekend. Once again, here's Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail. It's all about literacy here and only here on Praise 107.9.
Sister Gail.
Good morning and welcome back to our listening audience. Thank you again for joining us. And we were, before the break, we were talking about Toastmasters. So, Mr. JJ, tell us about Toastmasters. Okay. Why did you get involved?
Toastmasters is an international public speaking group. It is all over the world in over 100 countries. It enhances your public speaking and leadership skills.
Okay.
It also helps with your organization and social skills. It's a very good organization. And if you want to know more information about it, you can go to ToastmastersD84.org or either Toastmasters.org. It's a wonderful organization. And what's great about it is not only do you get to speak, but you get feedback, which is important about what you've done well and how you can improve.
Right there.
Right. And it teaches you how to think on your feet. Place is called Table Topics.
Right.
Go out the topic and you have to expound on it.
Right.
And they work with manuals. So you have like the Competent Communicator Manual. It starts out with the first 10 speeches, which are usually 5 to 7 minutes. The first speech is an icebreaker. It's about yourself.
Right.
And as you advance in the organization, you can get into public relations. I knew I'm doing public relations, persuasive speaking, entertainment. There's all types of manuals that you can work from. So that's ToastmastersD84.org.
I remember Toastmasters. Oh, my goodness. I remember Toastmasters, Gail. I got to tell you. When you speak to Hot Topics, right, like we call Hot Topics, Wendy Williams call Hot Topics, Toastmasters have their own topics.
Right.
And you never know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you this topic, and you've got to stand up and talk about it.
Right.
Right from the top.
Right from the top.
Right. And I remember being in graduate school, not a clue.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Okay? Not a clue.
Right.
But I was a Toastmasters at the University of Miami. And this is during the time that we were getting ready for Desert Storm.
Right.
And there were so many topics that's going on with government. And I was not abreast or even reading what the government was saying.
Right.
And I pull out a topic about, so what is the Senate's position on general on storm, on Desert Storm?
Oh, that kind
I don't
of
know.
Off,
all
right. right. Caught you off guard.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So what it does is it really makes you be aware.
Right.
It does.
And think.
It's your incentive to read the papers. It's your incentive to be on top of stuff.
Right.
You don't have time to have conversations with folk who are talking about the stories or televisions or anything. You know, at the risk of sounding ugly, Toastmasters separates you from those folk who are not Toastmasters focused.
Right.
Really. Because there's only 60 minutes in a minute. I mean, 60 seconds in a minute.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you use those 60 seconds doing something that Toastmasters is not about, you've lost time.
Exactly.
And because you don't have time. And the last thing you want is to be standing up in the midst of all those folk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It also helps me with SWOT. That's strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and challenges.
Right.
Very important. So you get to know what your strengths are. You have some people in Toastmasters, they want to be motivational speakers. We have some authors in Toastmasters. We have some people that's big business. So it's something there for everyone. Myself, I call myself a monologuist. I'm mainly a one-woman show. Someone said, well, do you ever want to be more than a one-woman show? Well, listen. Look at my strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and challenges. I did Christian drama in the 90s. I also was a member of a show group. I've directed a small children's choir, taught children for a while in Sunday school. So I've had a variety of experiences. My strengths seem to be in monologues, mm-hmm. and that seems to be where my gifts are.
Right, and you need to understand where your limitations are.
Right. People will push you.
Right, right.
Because they think you should be somewhere else, so they will try to encourage you to go there.
Right. And sometimes you know that's your area. Right, and you have, that's why it's important
stay
to know.
Stay in your lane.
Right, what opportunities are right for you.
Right. Right.
And Toastmasters will teach you that as you begin to go through the curriculum.
And you have to be truthful with yourself.
Have to be truthful with yourself.
And be realistic.
Right. And then on the other hand, you have to make sure you don't have self-esteem issues, just you're not growing because you don't want to grow.
Absolutely. Mm. Because if you're insecure, Toastmasters may be the answer.
Right.
But if your insecurity has such dominant power over you, then do yourself a favor. Right. Because, you know, Toastmasters is only going to sink you a little further, you know? Amen, Miss Wheel. Amen, Roxanne.
Right.
Let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
So before we run out of time, because I really want to hear.
Okay.
Because I've been intrigued. Dr. Kathy says you are phenomenal, so... The audience here.
Okay, well, I take that humbly because there's always room for improvement. It's my motto. Okay, I'm going to do a piece now that I minister that the churches love. It's called Heaven's Grocery Store. And I always like to start off when I'm dealing with someone new, like I worked with students during the summer, and I tell them there are four reasons why we communicate: to inform, persuade, to motivate or inspire, or to entertain.
Okay.
So that's one of the four reasons. Now, when I'm in church, I'm speaking, I'm motivating or inspiring or ministering. This is a poem called Heaven's Grocery Store, and you have to imagine all of the motions in the poem. I'm doing all these
motions.
Let us hear it. Heaven's Grocery Store, author unknown. I was walking down life's highway a long time ago. One day I saw a sign that read, Heaven's Grocery Store. As I got a little closer, the door came open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One handed me a basket and said, Child, shop with care. Everything a Christian needed was in that grocery store. And all you couldn't carry, you could come back the next day for more. First, I got some wisdom. Love was on the same row. Further down was understanding. You need that everywhere you go. That's a part of Heaven's Grocery Store.
I have heard that poem for years in church, and I have to tell you, and it's not the hearing alone. You all are not here. You have to see the expressions, too.
Yes.
She performs this poem,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, she does.
Yes,
she does. Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Yes,
she does. All right.
What else
you
have?
Where are we going? Where are we going?
Okay. I was going to do The Prodigal Son. However, it was spoken to me that this poem was given to me divinely, and that is something that I should share with everyone.
Let's hear
and
it.
The title of it is Now Is Your Time, My Child.
Yes, it is.
Now is your time, my child. Don't let it pass you by. Learn to add, subtract, divide. Learn how to multiply. Raise a number to its highest power. Reduce it to its smallest part. Master the world of numbers, my child. Now that is a good start. Now is your time, my child. Don't let it pass you by. Learn of the sky and of the earth, and never be afraid to ask why. Ask why the world is round and why the sun is so far away. Master the world of science, my child, and turn the night into day. Now is your time, my child. Don't let it pass you by. Learn of your rights to speak and vote. Use your rights to take you to your highest high. The best way to know where you are going is to know where you have been. So learn the history of the world. You can write its laws then. Now is your time, my child. Don't let it pass you by. Learn to speak in many tongues. Unlock each door you try. Draw a line from here to there. Sing as you go along. Learn the gifts the arts have given. They will keep your senses strong. Now is your time, my child. Don't let it pass you by. Strengthen your mind and your body. Stand up and give life your best try. Go forward with the love of God. Spread it wherever you go. For the rewards you get from life spring up from the seeds that you sow.
Oh, my Lord.
I love it.
Yes, I love it.
love it.
And now is your time.
Put your name on that. I need a copy. Yes. I love it.
Now is your time. What a wonderful and such applicable message.
That is inspirational.
What is a really, really.
Yes.
Just as we go into what eyes in the back of your head.
Right.
You know, which was another lesson. Get your pens and paper, teachers and students. Now is your time. Here's another lesson.
Yes.
With the eyes in the back of your head. Take it away.
Eyes in the Back of My Head by Harriet Mullen.
I'm your mama, and I can always tell when you doing something you ain't got no business. Hell, I know you. I birthed you. Saw you before you saw yourself. Watched you climb a chair to the kitchen's highest shelf and steal a sip of whiskey. Just to know how it felt going down your throat. You choked, ha ha! But I beat you for it anyway. 'Cause the stuff ain't made for kids to waste. Size was too early for you to get to liking that taste. Yeah, I'm your mama. Got eyes in the back of my head. I'd guess what you do before you did it. I knew your secret before you thought and hid it. And hey, you better look down, child. Don't roll your eyes at me. You can aim them bullets, but you can't shoot them. I mean, your young eyes ain't no match for mine. Off of the minefields, you got to walk through blind. 'Cause you won't let my old sight see you through. Now, I want to close those mama's extra eyes. Since you can't see what they see, or let them see for you, since you won't let me keep smug against the things that hurt me once, that will hurt me twice. I'm your mama, she always said. Yeah, I got eyes in the back of my head. Eyes that see where you're going, where I've been.
Oh, now, tell me that ain't the message from a mama. Okay? That is powerful. Those are powerful. And eyes in the back of my head, as I said, I remember being in college, that was one of the first things that our English instructor called. Because, think about it. And I'm sure you can relate, Gail, because you were away from your mama.
Ooh, baby. In my house, I thought my mama had eyes in the back of her head.
And
I thought she had
the
superpower of knowledge. How you know that?
No. Right. And I'm in Tallahassee.
You weren't even around when I did that.
And I'm in Tallahassee, and my grandmother's in Jasper, 86 miles away. But yet she knows what's going on. And they didn't eat carrots, okay? Because no matter how many carrots you eat, you won't be able to see that far.
Okay.
But the eyes in the back of your head, and that's the message.
Right.
And we were convinced of that.
Yes, we were.
We were convinced of that. We believed that.
We believed it, exactly.
And we still believe
we
that.
We still believe that.
Because my grandmother rules from the grave.
From the grave. That's
yes.
right. Yeah. Love your mom.
And it really does matter.
Right, it does matter.
And those are lessons that our children today need to know. It is their time,
mm-hmm.
as Roxanne said, but they also need to know that their mamas
right.
or their grandmamas or
somebody
got eyes in the back of their head. Because sometimes these mamas need to know that they mamas
okay.
got right. eyes in the back of their head.
Right. Hello. Yes.
You know, hello. This is just so phenomenal, ladies. I cannot right. tell you. And those of you who are listening, please feel free to call on these ladies at 296-2251. I should have given you the number a long time ago, because I know y'all got stuff coming up that y'all need to have these folk in your schools and your houses and
yes, ma'am.
Everybody,
yes,
every
ma'am.
Place else. Come on, give it to me, Miss Roxanne.
Okay, the next piece I'm going to do is also one that was divinely given to me. And the reason why I selected it is because of all the things that's going on in the world today. The title of it is Fall on Your Knees and Praise God.
Go.
Ask for the strength. Ask for the strength to bear the pain, to shed the tear and remain sane, to carry the load and never wane. Then fall on your knees and praise God. Ask for the knowledge. Ask for the knowledge to find your way when harshness abound, kind words to say, to be grateful for each and every day. Then fall on your knees and praise God. Ask for the faith. Ask for the faith when darkness falls, that can lift you up when illness calls, that gives you hope when you have nothing at all. Then fall on your knees and praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Fall on your knees and praise God.
Now, Miss Lynn loves that. Amen. That's from Miss
Lynn. Oh,
Miss Lynn. Oh, Miss Lynn.
Changing the name of your poem. Okay. You don't even know my mama.
Okay, and don't forget Pastor Anderson, because woo! Praise God. Oh, trust me. She's on. They both are. Miss Lily, Miss Ruby, Miss Pastor Anderson, and a whole lot of folks shouting right now.
Now, let me tell you about that story. Okay, there's a book that was called Power and Praise that my mother, like, lived by. And it was praise him in everything, through everything, for everything. I don't care what happened. You got to praise God. So I was in college, and I thought I'd really bombed this test. And my mom says to me, she says, and I called her, I was like, oh, Mom, I bombed this test so bad. She's like, did you pray? I'm like, no, I just bombed this test. She's like, well, did you praise God through it? No, you're not listening.
This is an F. We don't pray for F. Okay.
But it was so funny because
that's you do pray for F.
Yeah, that's where she is. But what came out of that, I didn't even fail that particular test I thought I had, and ended up getting like a B out of the course. But that's the first thing. Did you pray? I'm like, what?
Well, one of the things that I learned is that when you praise God, you bring His presence to you.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the importance.
And the scriptures tells us in everything.
Yes.
And everything
praise God.
And ever praise, you know. Yeah.
But we want to pick and choose.
No.
But the word says everything.
Everything. Even with Harvey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My grandmother called it roses and thorns.
Mm-hmm.
Because even without the blossom, a stem of thorns, you still know it's a rose.
Correct.
Okay? And so we are so happy to have you, Miss Roxanne. And JK, you're phenomenal. You know, you ladies are something else. And please let me remind you, these ladies will be with us on October 21st at the Ritz for our inaugural celebration.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Okay, you need to come and see them in action. They are phenomenal. And what they're saying to you is, come and lean on them. Come lean on them, teachers.
Yes.
Come lean on them, students.
And to our hurricane victims and everyone, lean on God. He will get you through.
Absolutely.
You don't always understand why things happen, but the mysteries are all His. But
absolutely.
If you fall on your knees and praise Him,
absolutely.
Things will get better. You will see the brighter side.
And again, we want to tell you thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Keep Houston and everyone in our prayers, but for the grace of God.
Oh, yes.
There go I. Yes. And truly, it is time to pray.
Yes.
It is time to praise God, praise God, praise God as we walk.